Absolutely. From medical doctors to housewives. You'd be amazed at the difference that educating people can make. Physicians are supposed to be educators to teach people these things. But they have forgotten that. They don't teach them that in medical school. So they kind of do their own thing. Give them drugs, give them medication, and hope that the disease will go away. Alright? So let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you once again for all your blessings, for the opportunity to take another look at the body temple. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Alright, so we talked about yesterday disease and the germ theory, true cause of disease. And what did we say the true cause of disease is? Why do people get sick? Indeed, we can all say we are fearfully and wonderfully made, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you couldn't put something better together than this in a million years. And so the best way to fix this kind of situation here, and to keep it well, is to follow the manual. There are laws that govern the operation of our bodies. You know, it just don't function automatically on its own. See what I'm saying? There are laws that govern the operation of the body. Alright? Now, we read this quotation yesterday. Disease is an effort of nature to free the system from what? Conditions that result from a violation of the laws of hell. Right? An effort of nature to do two things. To free the system from conditions that result from the laws, from violation of the laws of hell. Okay? We'll cover the other one later. Now, should one be sick, and this is a course of action. In case of sickness, the cause should be ascertained. What does that mean? What does it mean to ascertain the cause? We need to do what to the cause?
Find the cause.
Even Job himself said, I was a father to the fatherless, and the cause which I knew not, I search it out. Job 29:16. So, but today folks don't want to do any work. They don't want to search it out. They want a quick relief. You got a headache? Let's take a pill. Get rid of the headache. Mm-hmm. You got a tummy ache? Let's take a pill. Get rid of it.
Everybody do the work is easy.
Yeah.
Take.
Okay. Alright. It's 9:54, so keep in mind when your timing comes around, alright? For your lemon water. Okay, that's Ministry of Healing, page 127. You ought to get this book and you ought to read this book. It's really, really good. Okay. So Job 29:16, the cause which I knew not, I do what?
Searched
out. That's a good instruction for us. So, in case of sickness, you want to read that for me? In case of sickness, The
cause
should be ascertained. What else? What else? Then what?
Nature is assisting in their effort to escape the impurities and to reestablish right conditions of existence.
Does that make sense? It does? Yeah, it does make sense. Let's focus in on it. So the plan of action is, number one, we need to find the cause. Right? Number two, we need to change unhealthy conditions. Find the cause, change unhealthy conditions. Unhealthy condition may stem from closing up the house, close off the light, so there's no light coming. You drape it up, so no light comes in the summer, no light comes in the winter, and it's just dark. That's an unhealthy condition. Okay? And many other. What are some examples of unhealthy conditions? Okay, junk food. Yeah, that's wrong habits. We're going to have to change that. Okay? But you understand. Then we are to correct wrong habits. Isn't that easy? Find the cause. Change unhealthy conditions. Open the blinds. Open the window. Let fresh air comes in. And then correct wrong habits. What are some wrong habits?
Smoking, drinking.
Okay, smoking, drinking. Can you give me two?
Not sleeping.
Staying hydrated. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No exercise.
No exercise? Wrong habits.
Not drinking water.
Not drinking water. See? And the list could go on. So rather than thinking to give somebody a pill to fix this there, we need to be quick then to find the cause. Why are they sick? Sickness is the effort of nature to free the system from conditions which resulted from a violation of the laws of health. Right? But when you go to the hospital, why do people go to the hospital?
They're sick.
And what are they offered?
Drugs, surgery,
or radiation. I mean, medicine shines when it comes on to those.
Stop. It's all about money.
Right. Okay.
Excuse me, is it time for us to go? I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. It's about 9:59 according to my watch. 10 o'clock according to the phone. So you can go drink your food and come right back.
Do you think it's ever okay to go to the hospital? Do you think it's ever okay?
Sure. Thank you. Going to be focusing in on the laws of hell. Okay? And these pretty much are the laws of hell. Acronym New START. And there are other acronyms, God's Plan and many, many more. Those are the laws of health that govern the operation of our bodies. So, if sickness comes about by violating these laws, then how are we going to correct the condition of sickness and disease? By ignoring these? Or by trying to steer people back to a consciousness of these principles? You know, heart attack, I'm assure you, is because of dehydration. So in 2 weeks, we can stop all heart attack in the United States and in the world. Dehydration. I'm assure you.
I thought it was a blockage of the veins.
But it was because of dehydration why it got black.
Not because of racist
doctor? No.
Really?
No. Because of dehydration.
I'm never going down.
So, plan of action once again, find the cause, change unhealthy condition, correct wrong habits. So, the unhealthy conditions, wrong habits, once again, has to do with the laws of health. Then we're to assist nature in her effort to expel impurities and to reestablish right conditions in the system. So now we're to assist nature. Once we find the cause, change unhealthy condition, correct wrong habits, then now we assist nature. Nature is trying to do two things. Nature is trying to expel impurities and to reestablish right conditions or balance within the system. Okay? We read earlier Dr. Russell Troll say disease is a life principle, the defender and protector, a process of purification. Nature's effort is designed to expel impurities. Okay. So number one, we have to free the system from the unhealthy conditions, expel impurities, and reestablish balance. So then if we are to assist nature to expel impurities naturally, we're going to focus in on those organs whose primary responsibilities are to expel impurities. What are some of those organs whose one of their responsibility is to get rid of impurities? Okay, the liver is one.
Kidney
is another. What else?
skin? This has
the skin is another. No, to get rid of impurities. Okay. What would be another? Yeah, left the major one. Start with a C. Nobody likes to talk about it.
The colon.
The bowels. Okay? It's supposed to get rid of impurities.
Why do we in America hear so much colon? A lot of people have a hard time. I was reading, I believe it was in this book, that we're supposed to go to the bathroom 3 times every time we eat. And, well, I tried to now, but there was time when I left one every third day.
Every
it was just, and a lot of people, it's not just, and then I asked my doctor, he said, that's just normal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Your body will, you know,
bless you.
God bless you. But
yeah, that's what they say. But with each meal, you're right, it's supposed to have a bowel movement because it's the residue from the fiber in each meal. So when it comes out to 3 times a week, if you're eating 3 meals a day, then you're going to be backed up some 19 bowel movements behind each week. 19. Just multiply 19 by 4. Almost 76, right? 76 bowel movements behind per month. And multiply that by 12. So where would all that go?
It stays in the stomach,
and it just keeps presses and stretching and pressing. I got a book there. I'll show it to you sometime. Of stuff that is in people's colon. Okay, so the colon is very important. It's an eliminating organ, so we are to assist her in expelling impurities. Right? The liver. We are also to assist the liver in expelling impurities. Alright? The lungs is another one. So we do deep breathing. The lymphatic system. That's the body's sewer system. Filter, like a filter in a car. The filter, the debris and stuff. That's sort of like what our lymph system is. Okay? Our kidneys. Skin. This is an example of the lymphatic system. Alright, this is considered a dry state. Around each cell in our body, there is a very thin film of fluid around each cell. Each and every cell is pretty much immersed in water. Okay? Now, the lymphatic system, the lymph vessels protrude into the area around the cell to filter and keep this fluid clean. Over here in a wet state where there's too much fluid around the cell now because of toxic impurities which encourage more fluid than normal, and so as a result you have pain and inflammation. This is a disease state where you find pain and inflammation and so on within the system. But here you see the lymph vessels. If they're functioning fine, because all the debris from the cells is dumped into the fluid around the cell, and the lymph vessels are supposed to carry it away and carry it back, dump it out in the bloodstream, then it goes to the liver, and so on and so forth. You see what I'm saying? So if we have impurities, a bunch of impurities within our system, it's going to encourage the body to hold on to food. It's going to encourage more pain and inflammation all over. A case in point, to show you how this come about, let's say you smash your finger in a door. Y'all have never done that, right?
My toe.
Your toe. Oh, wow. Okay. Let's say you did that. What normally happened, the damaged cells in the area attaches themselves to the tiny capillary. It causes blood, protein, and water to leave the bloodstream and end up collecting in the area. It dilates the capillary and causes blood, protein, and water to leave the bloodstream and collect around the cell. That extra fluid cut off the oxygen to the cell, and so it becomes swollen and inflamed. Painful after a while. That's what the course is. Now, if when you smash your finger, you get it and do what? Put it in ice. And just cold water. Cold water ain't gonna do it good enough. Put it in ice and keep it on ice for at least about 45 minutes. Then when you take it out, there will be no swelling, no black and blue, no pain, almost like it heals instantly. See what I'm saying? I had a finger here a few years ago. Guy was working on a van and he had some challenge. I went out to help him. The jack was under the car and I tried to help him. The jack fell on my finger. The van fell on my finger and the jack is right here. My finger is right here. So needless to say, there's lots of blood and it was very traumatic. And so we were running a retreat maybe 2 years ago. So we came in, prayed and got some ice wherever we could find some ice. Stuck it in the ice. Kept it there for well over an hour because I wasn't about to deal with that pain. So I kept it on ice as long as I could. And took it out. No swelling. No inflammation. I mean, the flesh was still open. You can see a little bit from it there, but it healed. I didn't have to do no stitches. Because I'm afraid of needle. And so, you know, we did whatever we could to assist nature, and nature did a fine job of knitting the finger. The only difference is that it's not as straight as this one here. But, you know, I can live with that. Could have been worse. So that's what happens. So the natural course is the dilation that occurs immediately. But by putting it in the ice, ice constricts. So it prevents that dilation process. You see what I'm saying? Alright. So that's the lymphatic system. It's supposed to keep us well. This is the colon. There's hardly any colon look as normal as this anymore. Because of the abuses that it went through, it is going through. But we are to care for this colon here. It's about 5 feet long and 2.5 inches in diameter. These ridges here and so on can get clogged up with feces. 2.5 inches, 5 feet. Colon bacteria is called the flora. There's more bacteria in our bodies than anywhere else, anyway, especially between the mouth and the other end. Yeah, we have good bacteria and bad bacteria. Hey, that's some stuff that came out of people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me show you in the picture. Some more stuff that came out of folks. Of course, that's some roundworm. If you have the bowels not doing well, then the parasite is going to be welcomed there. Here's more. Eat us from inside out. Now the liver, we're to assist the liver as well. It has many functions, multiple functions. One of which is the elimination of impurities and toxins. We call the liver the basic manufacturing plant. All the nutrients from digestion go straight to the liver. And the liver has to reassemble these the nutrients. And it's like a distribution center. And it supplies the basic raw material for every organ, for every cell within the body to do whatever they do. Including it supplies the raw material to replace dead cells. So we have a brand new set of cells about every 6 months. You can check it. If you have an issue with your fingernail, you can mark it. And your fingernail should grow out exactly 6 months. From here to there. From here, we'll get up here in 6 months. Okay? Same thing for horses. So we're here for the month of May.
Why are some people so much faster than others?
Because of health issues that's going on in their body, some are slower than 6 months.
I have a sister that has hair that's just, she's tall, she's 5'11", and her hair, she can cut her hair to this short. Mm-hmm. In 2 or 3 months' time, she'll have twice the amount that I have. No, I'm serious.
It's not even bad.
I mean, it will come and it will be on her chest. I mean, she has cut it almost bald. And it's not the 6 month period, I promise you.
Oh, no, the hair now, the hair grows out. Yeah.
Because she had hair like that before her condition. And they can cut it and it will be just.
Yeah.
About 2 inches like that. I mean, but they are tall.
The taller ones, the height is like an antenna of the body to pull more ionization into the system. Yeah, antenna.
So you're trying to say a short got problems automatically?
I'm short. I'm short.
Yeah, but they're, you know, different. The difference is in their health.
Mm-hmm. She can cut hers.
Yeah. Their health is better. Or there are different things that will be going on in the body. For example, the phosphate of calcium, which makes up the nail. Some people may be sick, but yet still their nails are pretty and looking so good. Yet still they're sick. What is simply happening, the body is not using the phosphate of calcium internally, it's just throwing it out. So out here, looking good. In here, they're falling apart. What's that? Yeah.
Liver.
Uh-huh. Well, good. You got something in there. Can you tell what that is?
I know it's funny. It's
sickle.
Gallbladder?
Yeah.
Gallbladder.
Mm-hmm. It's small.
Yeah, gallbladder is small. It's the most common surgery done in North America.
Yeah, they
took
mine out. There's nothing wrong with it.
It's funny,
vesicular.
Vesicular.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, they'll rob you if you gallbladder. They took yours out too?
What?
Okay, yours and yours. Hold on to it. There's some stones that came out of people's gallbladder. Of course, the skin is an eliminating organ too. So if the impurities is not coming out elsewhere.
Where do these stones come from?
From the liver, formed in the liver. The liver is awesome. It makes a lot of things. It makes your cell.
You don't like ingest stones.
Hmm? The liver has it's like a reservoir. Lots of chemical reaction going on. It's capable of producing 5 billion amino acids in a day. It takes about 18 hours to build an amino acid. So there's a lot of cells there. But yeah, the liver is amazing. But if there is an issue with toxic buildup within the body, then it's going to open up the skin with an attempt to get rid of it, but we don't interpret it as that. We just see it as a sore, and we need to do anything we can to close it up. Mm-hmm. That's a warning sign.
I had a teenager, my son, here, I'm all over the chest. Mm-hmm. Doctor gives him the scream and drink it and then disappears. But that's why it stays in his body. Trying to tell him that.
Yeah, so what you do when you see that going on, it's a need to assist nature to get rid of impurities. You see what I'm saying? And it's interesting that certain conditions, certain time, it won't heal. Based upon the body chemistry, we had a gentleman, he has had this ulcer for many, many years. And he filled it and he did all of that stuff to it. But his sugar was way high. Vitamin C was not available, so he couldn't knit. And once the sugars come down, then it just began healing so much better. Nature can knit it. Nature can correct the problem. Okay, the lungs is another one of the eliminating organ. It's amazing. The lungs has all 84 minerals. And like with your sister, you know, because of her particular chemistry, there are some issues with this kind of tissue. It has all 84 minerals, and so therefore if it's not coming in through the diet, nature is going to begin to pull from this tissue. It's going to pull from the brain as well, but it easily gets 84 from the lungs. And so the lung cells are going to dehydrate and develop problems. The worst of it is emphysema. And a person may never smoke a cigarette. You see what I'm saying? So, anything to encourage the lung to breathe, we need to do. Get rid of the old waste air and take good air in. You see? And anything that would restrict the circulation also restrict the breathing ability. You know what I'm saying? to watch the tight lacing and tight stuff. The lungs will say, thank you for the freedom that I now enjoy. See what I'm saying? It's very unfortunate that people do this to their lungs. It's wrong habits. There's violation of the laws of health, particularly temperance. Okay? Temperance is the law being violated there. 1 second.
Should we get our water?
What time is it?
10:28.
Hello? Mm-hmm. 10:28? Yeah. Good morning, Sister Dora. Brother Peter, I am doing just fine. She went into town, I will tell her. I don't know if she's still there, but where she's at. Okay, turn that one off on me, please.
Oh.
Just take it up and hang it up.
No, it's not on in our room. I can just leave.
Okay, I think they hang it up. Thanks. Okay. Alright. Let me see if I... Because nature will pull nutrient from the lung tissue. If your body is deficient, it's going to pull from the lungs, the minerals, then after the lungs, and it pulls from the muscles, and from the muscles, and it takes it from the bones.
That's why my muscles grow. When I go out, walk, and exercise, and all that, it's still painful.
Yeah. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. Pretty acid. So the more acid you are, the more the body will pull from the lungs, pull from the muscles, and then pull from the bones. You see what I'm saying? That's how it goes.
Have you treated anybody with scleroderma?
Scleroderma?
he my foot? Oh, no, he said he was my best friend. I might have taken a year from him.
Not really. But, it's not beyond possibilities. Disease and suffering everywhere is due to mineral deficiency.
My wife, my sister, sister-in-law, to come here for treatment. She believed the doctors so much. And within 2 years she was blind because doctors did not hear enough treatments because it doesn't happen. It's like one in a million.
Mm-hmm.
She was very young.
She died?
She was only 45.
Yeah.
But when she came to this country, she was so strong and healthy, and you never know what happened. Just 2 years after that, she was diagnosed. And by the way, doctor said, there is no... See, the problem is people believe there is no healing. And once you tell them that, which is... And I keep telling you, there is... I says, God-based people from dead people. And I says, there is healing, God can heal me. It's when you see just doctors, you know, just for doctors, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So people do all kinds of bad things to their body. You know, nicotine, which causes the arteries to clog up. But what it does, makes the heart muscle work harder because it constricts the blood vessels. Nicotine increases deposits of cholesterol, because it damaged the blood vessel walls, so nature tries to repair the damage. Nicotine causes blood vessels to constrict. People do it. That's a bad habit. That's a violation of the laws of health. So, if a person has a health challenge and they're smoking, we need to go down the list. It's okay. I mean, even though we know it. Let's see which of the laws that you're violating. Okay? Alright. Fresh air. You're not giving your lungs fresh air. So, this is something we need to work with. Work on trying to get rid of the tobacco. So you can breathe good, fresh air. Okay? When the body is dehydrated, the red blood cells come together and make them stickier. They can pass in single files. Like they are nicotine, of course, just illustrating the carbon monoxide from the tobacco has a greater affinity for oxygen than the red blood cell. Blocking of the artery thickens and scarred, magnified 50 times.
That's an artery?
Yeah.
So it's like a ball.
Okay, it's magnified some 50 times. Yeah, we're feeling wonderful, man. There's a blockage there. Then take care of yourself. There's no limit to what might happen. It's more or less a regular lungs. It's been spotted. Emphysema of the lungs, you know, mineral deficiency, as well as tobacco will deal with this air, will create that problem because it cuts off the nutrients. But also, when a person gets pretty acid, both urine and saliva, because the nutrients are then not coming into the diet, then nature is going to go to the lung tissue and pull the nutrient from there. And the lungs are going to dehydrate, going to develop problem just the same. The skin and cancer of the kidneys. Not of your organs of elimination. Alright, so which law directly pertains to the functioning of the kidney?
The water one.
That's right. If we are dehydrated, the blood is too thick, and so it gives the kidney more work trying to filter that thickened blood. Okay? Alright, that's not good. Nutrition also. If you have a very high protein diet and not drinking enough water, then the higher the protein, the thicker the blood. So more work in the kidney. It doesn't have any moving parts. It is a silent witness. Silently work away.
It's so cute. The bottom one is also kind of small.
Yeah, your kidneys are small. That means you have to buy that.
Well, the knife, you know, it's like way bigger than that.
It could have been diseased kidneys too. So these are the eight laws, and our entire focus is to be a dwelling place for the Spirit of God to dwell in our hearts. And then we have these three, air, water, and nutrition. These directly impact the cell's health. These are supportive measures. And this one, it's like form a wall of protection round about us to keep us from wearing out too fast, too quickly. Proverbs 25:28 says, "He that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that's broken down and without wall." So, rule over one's spirit, temperance-based self-control, self-government. So he that does not have self-control or self-government is like a city that's without wall. They're going to work 24 hours a day. They're going to drink anything that comes before them. You know, so there's no boundaries, no barrier, no rhythm established in their lives. And so they do anything, so they wear out quickly. See, and they eat the food that they're not supposed to be eating. So once again, the lifestyle factor, nutrition, exercise, these are your key. These are your supportive measures that help us to maintain health. 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whatsoever therefore you eat, or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. What is left out that we should not be do, that we should not do to God's glory? Is there anything left out that we can do and say, okay, God don't have nothing to do with this here, that's me, I'm doing this. Is there anything that's exempt in this verse here that we can do and not give glory to God? He identifies eating and drinking. But then he said, oh, whatever you do, anything you do, from the time you go to bed to the time that you wake up, anything you do must be done in reference to giving glory to your Creator. Does he deserve it? Absolutely. Alright, so quickly as we try to finish this up, healing. Our main purpose of being is to worship the Creator. Every action that we perform, okay, is to be done to the glory of God. Exercise, that's an action, an activity. Even that must be done to God's glory. Work, that's another action. We're built to exercise because we have muscles. And work, we're built to do. But all this, work, exercise, everything must be done to the glory of God. Everything we do. Here's how the healing process takes place. Okay. This is how the healing process takes place in our body. All right, this is your liver, stomach, heart, and brain. Now, if there's a problem over here, let's say in the stomach, the message is communicated to the brain. The brain then communicates to the liver. The liver, if it has enough raw material, will build the amino acid structure, dump it out in the bloodstream, and eventually it's going to get over here to repair this damage. When it's fully repaired, then no longer will there be a message going forward to the brain telling that there's a problem. That's what goes on in all the cells, all of our organs and tissue. So the liver makes some 5 billion amino acids per day to keep a person in perfect health, which supplies the raw material for all the cells. Of the laws of health, then the liver requires nutrition, water, air, and sunshine. Of the laws of health, the liver requires energy, which is derived from nutrition, from water, from air, and sunshine. And here are the exact needs of the liver. Water, oxygen, calcium, iron, iodine, and vitamin A. These the liver use most of when compared to anything else. If these are available to the liver, then it's going to build. It's going to make us well. Okay? The liver is most abundant in calcium, iron, and iodine. This is the board of directors of the brain, our brain nerve. It's real stuff. You do have a brain, by the way. Have you ever seen it? How do you know you have it? How do you know you got a brain? Okay, so it's a communication, the board of directors that communicates, and the nerve carries the messages. So we got to take care of all those things, friends. Alright, so the nerve energy is dependent upon our trust in God, upon proper rest, and the principle of temperance. If we're not trusting God, then we're going to be worrying, and worry is the devil's prayer. Okay? Worry is truly the devil's prayer, and it's going to short-circuit the energy to the brain. Rest. Help to replenish the energies and temperance, likewise, do the same. Alright? So we're going to stop there. Any question? So the basic thing, once again, I need a summary. Who want to summarize what we've talked about?
If you don't provide good nutrition to our body will be, the liver will not be able to produce it. That's how it gets sick. So you have to provide nutrition.
So if there is a place in your body that hurts, what does that tell you? There's some damaged tissue. Some damaged tissue, and so why is it not healed? If it's been there for 4 years, why is it not healed? We do not find the cause. We may still be aggravating it, or the liver may not have the raw material. Get the raw material available to the liver, and healing will accomplish quickly. And that's your focus. We can give you remedies after remedies. Then this true healing occur in a few weeks, you're going to be back to square one. You see what I'm saying? All right. Enough. I pick it back from here. So the foundation is laid. So now you all will be able to help somebody. Direct them in the right direction to restore their health. Alright? Gracious Father, we thank you once again for your blessings, for thy goodness and mercies. Please continue to be with us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Alright. What happens at 11 o'clock?
Samples
at 11.
Is it 11?
10:48.